This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Children who lost a parent and are in foster care will now directly receive any federal death benefits they're eligible for, instead of having that money applied to the cost of their care. A new state law ends the practice of having counties use parental death benefits to help support their foster care systems. Starting next year, that money will go into an account to be paid out to the child when they leave foster care. Another new law sets up pharmaceutical donation program. It will let pharmacies, long-term care facilities, medical providers, and hospitals donate leftover, unexpired prescription medicine. The drugs will be inspected by a licensed pharmacist and then redistributed to poor and uninsured patients. Individuals will also be able to donate unused drugs to receiving organizations. The town of Palmer Lake, north of Colorado Springs, could take a crucial step tonight toward allowing a Bucky's Travel Center along I-25 in El Paso County. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Town officials are deciding whether the land the Buc-ee's would sit on is eligible to be added to the town. The flagpole annexation would make way for the construction of a new Buc-ee's Travel Center with a 74,000 square foot store and likely more than 100 gas pumps. The whole issue is highly controversial, but Palmer Lake Mayor Glant Havener stresses this vote is just one step in the process.
It doesn't mean the request will be approved. It means you're eligible to proceed, and it means you filled out the paperwork correctly.
It's the second time the issue has come before town council. Its first approval was rescinded over what developers called a technical issue. But the proposal has a lot of opposition, including multiple lawsuits and recall petitions. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Buc-ee's opened its first Colorado location in Johnstown, north of Denver, last year. This is CPR News and KRCC.